Good evening, my name is Michael Titon and I welcome you to today's edition of InsightsCom here on TWR Malawi. InsightsCom is a program presented by the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. The program brings out what SCOM ministry is all about by sharing testimonies of people who have been through SCOM, sharing teachings happening within the ministry of SCOM, and discussing issues affecting young people. Last week in the program, we had a Bible study on revival, and the conclusion was that revival should begin with each and every one of us. Revival should begin with me, should begin in my heart. Today, the program will be very special because it will all be of a man who is from the first generation of SCOM. Yes, someone who has been in SCOM since the 1960s. But before we go into that testimony, let's listen to this song.
Me to prosper. I have come with
track coming from Ada titled I Testify, coming on your way on the program Inside SCOM here on TWR. It's now time for our testimony, and today we'll hear from Reverend Dr. Augustine Musopole.
My name is Augustine Musopole. I have been associated with SCOM, I think, since 1965. I was a student at Likuni Boys Secondary School. And when I got there, actually in 1963, there was no SCOM. In 1964, there were a group of students with a senior friend from Robert Breck Secondary School who came to introduce SCOM at Likuni Boys Secondary School. And I was one of those who attended that meeting. And from that meeting, a branch was established at Likuni Boys Secondary School. In 64, I think that was the first time we ever went as a delegation from Likuni Boys Secondary School to the National Conference at Chongoni, because that's where the National Conference used to be. It was interesting in the sense that almost a delegation from every known secondary school in Malawi. And then I think 1965, I went there again as part of the delegation. However, it wasn't until 1966 that I gave my life, as we put sometimes, received the Lord Jesus as Savior and Lord. That happened because there was a young lady at Lilongwe Girls Secondary School who, during the holiday in 1965 in Blantyre, had this almost miraculous conversion. From her own testimony is that she just loved dancing, and somehow at this dance she collapsed and almost died. And it was from that experience that she turned around and started to evangelize. So when she went back to her school, Lilongwe Girls Secondary School, she gathered other students together and she had quite an impact on that. And we heard it when at Likuni, where we were, because there was a lot of interaction between Likuni Boys and Lilongwe Girls Secondary School. Actually, we had an inter-school debating society in which I was also involved. Likuni Boys Secondary School, Likuni Girls Secondary School, Lilongwe Girls Secondary School, and St. John's Teacher Training College. So you could hear what was happening in each of the schools. And so in 66, she came to the conference at Chongoni. And so I met her and talked with her to hear her testimony. And I think that motivated me a lot. And so when finally the call was made, I think on the last day of our conference, I didn't go forward, as it were. But when I got to the dormitory, it's when I made that prayer of commitment. And the next day, I felt my life was completely transformed. As we traveled from Chongoni, I was going to Blantyre at that particular time. That group that was going to Blantyre, we sang the whole way in the bus into Blantyre and formed ourselves into a fellowship so that we could be encouraging one another. And so when I went back to school, I was almost on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, to the great surprise of many of my classmates. Many of my classmates could not believe, because I was just talking about the word, witnessing to them about the word. And it was the term when I was, we were working towards the final examination, at that time the Cambridge examination, overseas examination. So I finished my secondary school and then worked for about 6 months in the immigration department as an immigration assistant before going to Chancellor College.
But maybe before you go to Chancellor College, going back to Likuni Boys,
yes,
how was the SCOM service like? I'm interested to know the first years of SCOM, how was the service like?
Well, the service was that most of us were good religious people who attended this organization for students, you see. Of course, we had Bible studies and we had meetings and we went to different schools on SCOM conferences. But for me, I had not as yet come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. Yes, we enjoyed all those meetings, but it was until that personal conversion that SCOM started meaning something.
Yeah.
Much more to me than simply a religious organization. Mm-hmm. Or, as many people put it, it's a religious club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm interested. Did you have classes in those days?
No. Well, we had SCOM songs.
SCOM songs.
Yeah.
Where did you get these, like, SCOM songs?
Usually you learned them from meetings. But very often they were from the hymn books. They were from the hymn books. So we didn't have these choruses. Now, the whole idea of choruses, let me tell you, it came out of the Keswick conventions. In the Keswick convention, that's where we were singing choruses. And they are called choruses because we were not singing verses.
From the hymn book.
From the hymn book, but only the chorus.
That's nice.
That's what we were singing. You see?
So you'd just join the chorus of this hymn and
That hymn and whatever it is. So those were the choruses that were there until the New Life for All was introduced. Now, it was New Life for All was trying to reach as many people as possible with the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that people could come to a personal knowledge of who Jesus is as Savior and Lord. And they would go on open-air evangelism, interdenominationally. They weren't people of one church, but they were a group from different churches in Blantyre. You see, Presbyterians, Anglicans, Baptists, Zambezi, you name it, African evangelical. There were all these. The one thing that was common to them was the knowledge of Jesus Christ as a personal Savior and Lord. And that they wanted other people to have that same experience of salvation. And it is in the New Life for All where now this other version of choruses, which came from the Bible, Bible verses, that's the choruses that now became popularized. Open the gate, Sazalo Amamba, Hiya Hiya Bare, Tinko Ndirokoma, Okumachibuku, Sazalo Amamba, Hiya Hiya Bare, Zikondilo, ho tikondrit, ho tikaloe, ho iya iya bare, zikondilo koma. And so they had Victor Zuzi had an accordion, and there was somebody who was just playing a small drum, which they had. And that's how they attracted people to their meetings and whatever it is. And this is how the choral singing became popularized in almost the churches in Malawi. And so also in SCOM.
Okay. Yeah, now let's go back to Chancellor College now. How was SCOM at Chancellor College?
Yeah, when I got there, we already had SCOM at Chancellor College. I do remember, I think I was part of the committee from day one when we got into Chancellor College. So for the 4 years I was there, I was part of the SCOM committee. We had a prayer meeting. I think it was on Tuesdays or Thursdays. In Chancellor College, we had other meetings that we organized. Especially, we would have midterm conferences at Likubula Youth Center in Mlanje. We had several senior friends at Chancellor College. But the one who was very active was Professor Martin Kande. He was a professor of mathematics. His wife also, Kitty, and they're the ones who nurtured the committee. We would meet at their house almost once a month for planning, for praying, and whatever it is. I think we had one or two others. One, I think, was at Sochi Hill Teacher Training College, Mr. Heta. And also there, I think there was another one, Mr. Taylor, who, when he went back, he became minister in the Church of Scotland. We had the branch in the University Chancellor College. We had a branch at the Polytechnic. We had a branch in the Associate Teacher Training College. And so in the end, there was a branch in Bunda. And so there was a university committee of SCOM. And then all these branches that were there. And I think it was also at the same time when the university, what did we call it?
University
section,
college,
what,
section.
University
UCS.
Colleges, yes, section was established at that particular time. So my time in Chancellor College was very much into leadership. I think I was chairperson of SCOM there for 2 years, second year, third year, I think almost into my fourth year. Now after Chancellor College, now this is where the story becomes a little bit interesting. While I was, I think in my third year, somebody came from Kenya, came to visit the SEO. His name was David Gitari. He came to visit the university on behalf of what was called Pan-African Fellowship of Evangelical Students, PAFES. And they wanted very much to link SCOM to PAFES.
Yeah.
Because at that particular time, SCOM was affiliated to the World Student Christian Federation, which was part of the ecumenical movement of the World Council of Churches. Really, a youth department of the World Council of Churches. But there was a difference because the World Student Christian Federation was predominantly a very liberal, theologically, a very liberal organization. And at that particular time especially, it was becoming very political. And so that the mission of the organization of students was more in political liberation rather than in spiritual liberation. So PAFES was an evangelical movement in reaction to the, you know, the World Student Christian Federation seeking maintaining the salvation of human beings. And they didn't want to have anything to do with the political liberation of peoples or in the alleviation of poverty or development
any
social whatever it was. So Gitari came and I talked to him about my interest in doing theological studies because the University of Malawi was not offering theological studies. So I said, let's keep in touch. So we kept in touch. He linked me up with a theological college in Britain where he was a student himself. And I applied and they accepted my application. And so it so happened that the son of Professor Kande was also a student at that college. So quickly, Professor Kande organized some financial support. I think he bought the ticket and whatever it is. And as soon as I graduated in 1971, I left for Britain to do my theological studies. Yeah, so upon coming from Britain, I returned. I came to SCOM. Because again, it was Professor Kande who wrote to me to say there's a vacancy of a traveling secretary here. So I applied. And so I was the only one, the second of full-time general secretary of SCOM. Before I found that there were part-time traveling secretaries in SCOM. I think Reverend Mugabe was responsible for Central and Northern Region, and there was a Mr. Hwangwa who was responsible for Southern Region.
Okay.
And so I took over from there.
Going back to all these years, what do you remember most, especially being in SCOM?
What I remember most is what the student I spoke to remember almost after 40 years. I meet them and they say, you came to our school and this is what you said. I have met several of them, you know, somebody greeted me in the street and said, I remember when you came to our school at Kasungu. I remember when you came to our school at Chaminad. I remember when you came to our school somewhere else. I'm even amazed that the messages that we brought them left an impact, you know, we have indelibly marked on them that they can remember up to this day.
And maybe what would you want to see SCOM in the coming years?
Well, the thing is, schools, the educational, you know, the structures have grown, have developed, and that puts a real new challenge on ministering to students. The times are very different these days. In those days, students were pretty docile. You know? You could speak to them. And schools too were very open. We would go to a school, arrive there, the headmaster stops all the classes, gathers all the students there in a hall, we speak to them, and as soon as we finish speaking to them, you know, but I don't think you can do it these days. Now you have this mushrooming of universities. And I think there's something that needs to be done on a very intellectual level. How do we go into these universities and work with these students and appeal to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? And I think that's a challenge that we need to look at that. And then the other thing is the intellectual challenge to SCOM. That needs to be looked into. That we are not just developing spiritual people, but we want to develop people with minds as well. And I think that's something that we need to do more and more. I've mentioned something in this SCOM book about this student who went to Canada to do his master's. A very fine student, a very spiritual kind of person. But when he came back agnostic, not knowing what he believed. And I discovered that partly it was the fault of the SCO, that this SCO did not prepare student intellectually to meet a secular world out there. And that secular world is still with us, and we need to really address a lot of these secular problems that are raised against religion.
Thanks, Reverend Dr. Augustine Msopoli, for challenging us. Really, when we hear from people who have been in SCOM for such a long time, it gives hope, especially to us, the younger generation, of a bright future and a meaningful life ahead of us. Really, SCOM gives us, each and every one of us, a meaning for life, a purpose for life, provides a platform whereby you can serve God much more meaningful. It's now time for What's Happening in SCOM. SCOM Universities and Colleges section, UCS, has organized the National Leadership Conference this weekend, from 15 to 17 December at Falls Baptist Theological Seminary in Lilongwe. The theme is Raising Holistically Transformed Leaders, and speakers include Dr. Felix Lombe, Mr. Patrick Kaudzu, Ellen Napala, and Angela Rwanda. Registration fee is 4,500 kwacha for students based in Central Region and 3,000 kwacha for those coming from Northern, Eastern, and Southern regions. Although the conference is for university and college students, I encourage each and every one of us to be part of it, because I believe the teachings that will be shared there will be of much more greater benefit, not only to the university students, but to each and every one of us. So please, let's plan to attend this conference. Northern Region SCOM Associates have also organized a regional SCOM Associates conference, that's ASCO North, which is scheduled to happen from 22nd to 24 December 2017 at Kande Scripture Union Camp in Nkarabe. Speakers are Reverend Vincent Kalua, Pastor Mike Mhango, John Kawilama, and Jesse Puapua. Registration fees is 5,000 kwacha for singles based in Nzuzu and 3,500 kwacha for singles from other districts, while couples' registration fee is 7,500 kwacha for those based in Nzuzu and 5,500 kwacha for those based in other districts. And the theme of this conference is, I am doing a great work, I cannot come down. Lastly, on behalf of SCOM, I would like also to wish all secondary school students, as well as college or university students that are continuing or have started writing their examinations this week and next week, may the good Lord bless you and grant you all the wisdom and knowledge throughout these exams. Well, on that note, I've come to the end of today's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR, where we heard a testimony from Reverend Augustine Msopoli. Send us your feedback on 0881-775-483. That's 0881-775-483, or through email to news@scommalawi.org. You can also download episodes of Inside SCOM on our SCOM website, that's www.scommalawi.org. Today you are with me, Michael Kaiton, and I'll leave you with this song.
SCOM! Jesus has you!
Anytime a heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I I know. A searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go. I know.